Tonight you can take your Bibles, go to 1 John chapter 4. I think it would just be so appropriate to talk a little bit more about love and the love nature, seeing how that really is the foundation of everything that we do. We have shared those verses in Galatians 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, especially that one about, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of what? The household of faith. That's a horizontal expression of love. And if our vertical relationship with God is exactly where it needs to be, we're in alignment and harmony with God, then our horizontal relationships with one another and people that we are in contact with in the world, we can expect to see some things happening. But we are the walking, talking love machines. We really are. And it's not love potion number 9 or anything like that. It's we got Christ in us. What is that spirit nature within us? It's love. Because God is love. We're going to read a few verses here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. I once went through, I believe it was all of 1 John, and come up with the numbers of times that the word love or beloved or something is used, and it's over 50, well, it's got 54 times in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So really something, guys. This is so amazing, but we're not going to cover all those tonight. We're just going to read a little bit of a section here. In verse 6, we're going to start 1st John 4, 6. It says, we are of God. Well, there you have it. I guess we could just stop right there. We're of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is what? God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, here's a great definition of love. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And like Mike, I think, shared last night, that transformation process is an action that's being taken upon us rather than us being the ones who are responsible for the transformation process. It sounds like a very similar situation. It's not that we love God so much that we got to a point where we deserved something, but that he loved us. He was proactive. And he sent his Son to be the propitiation, big word there, the payment, to pay the full price for our sins, not only the sin nature that we inherited from Adam, but also the consequences of the sins that will past, present, and future. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Wow. No man has seen God at any time. Why is that? God is spirit, right? God is spirit. Jesus was a man. Body, flesh, and blood, and it took a man to pay the full price and accomplish what was needed for the full and complete redemption and forgiveness of mankind. And, you know, we don't, as humans, maybe understand all the whys and wherefores of why that particular type of sacrifice is needed. Been a lot of teaching and sharing on it, but the reality is God so loved and Jesus so loved that he was willing to sacrifice and to give himself and to pay that price for past, present, and future sins. And for then the ability of mankind to once again get into a relationship with God. Just so amazing. Verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he's given us of his spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwells in God and God in him. Verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Man, each one of these verses could really be dissected, taken apart. As he is, so are we in this world. Everything that Christ was, we are now, today, in this world. The only thing we don't have is perfect blood. But all that he had spiritually, all the things that enablements and the spirit, all these things, that's us. We're out there. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Wow. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. And then it just continues to go on and on and on throughout these epistles. But I guess the simplicity of what I'm really trying to say is we're of God. Those who are called of God out there, when we speak words from a heart of love and a heart of care and desire to communicate all that God is, those who have ears to hear will hear, because God is the one who works in people's hearts. God is the one who changes people. And if anything, anywhere, any place, anytime changes people, it's the love of God that heals people, helps people, encourages people, strengthens people, and ultimately saves people. Man, before he comes to know Jesus Christ, is body and soul only, just the man of the five senses. But once we come into relationship with God by confessing Jesus as Lord, we are now completed. Body, soul, and spirit. That was one of the great reasons Jesus came into this world, was to give mankind, again, the availability to have spirit. And how do we know that we have our spirit? Ishantala malakasito kasandalo. Makasandala balakashanta kapabala kutulu lukushu, that the internal reality of the power in the presence of the Holy Spirit is shown by way of manifesting the Spirit. Do you have to speak in tongues to be born again? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But is there a benefit and profit to speaking in tongues once you are born again and fully instructed? Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of us have been schooled and conditioned and taught to understand what the great benefits are of being able to manifest the Spirit, which we're going to do here in just a minute. But man, what a great way to be able to genuinely love God from a spiritual point of view, other than to operate the gift of Holy Spirit, which he's given to us. And in the context, that Spirit functions so dynamically within the framework of the love of God in the renewed mind, in manifestations. 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. Let everything be done, what? To edifying, and let everything be done with charity. We are the ones who have the ability to love like Jesus did in so many situations. The Chosen is a bit of an example of how Jesus may have walked. But we have the Scriptures, and we have the Spirit, and we have our lives to live. And in partnership with God, we too are living out the love of God day by day. So in a moment here, we'll have some manifestations of the Spirit. But again, to just be reminded, you're of God, little children, and you've overcome anything in this world, because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Love outweighs everything, everything. See? And man, when we have that, we have a victory. We have the majority in each and every situation, because we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid anymore. Amen? Mm-hmm. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful joy and privilege of being able just to open your word and to have words like these to speak, Lord, that we understand more clearly how much you love us and what's working inside of us, Father. And thank you that we can have opportunities from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed to praise you and to thank you so much for all the good things that you've done in our hearts and lives, and all the good that's still to come. And we pray in Christ's name, amen.